1. How big is your room and what is in there? Not all air conditioners will work effectively in every room, so it is important to find the right one to match the size of your room. It is also important to think about what the room is used for and how many devices or appliances there are that create extra heat. Also bear in mind that rooms such as a conservatory would require more powerful air conditioning than a room of the same size with small windows. Go to dianlanhosen.net to discover more buying guide to air conditioning. 2. How powerful should the unit be? The amount of power an air conditioner has is given in BTU, or British Thermal Unit Rating. This rating gives you an idea of how much cooling the machine is capable of. A BTU is the amount of heat needed to raise the temperature of 1 pound of water by 1 degree Fahrenheit. When it comes to air conditioning, this measurement means the higher the BTU rating, the bigger the room it can cool. This also means that the higher the BTU, the more it will cost to run. 3. What type of air conditioner do you need? Air conditioners come in 3 forms: portable units, wall split units, and ceiling cassette style units. They each suit different needs and situations, but ultimately deliver the same results. Portable units. Portable units are perfect for the home or any environment where versatility is key. They can easily be moved from room to room and between floors. Powerful enough to cool all room sizes without the stress of professional installation. Simply plug it in, vent, and feel the benefits. Wall split. These units require professional installation but do free up floor space. They are quieter than portable units and are mounted on walls with an external unit that removes the heat and any condensation from the room. As well as cooling, these units are also able to heat rooms more efficiently than central heating. Ceiling cassette. Similar to wall split units, these require professional installation, but instead of being mounted on your wall, they are fitted into your ceiling. Similarly to wall split air conditioners, a ceiling cassette unit has an external unit to remove the heat and can also be used to heat rooms more efficiently than central heating. 4. What features should you look for? Air conditioners include a wide range of features, so it is important to know which to look out for that would benefit you the most. 5. How much does air conditioning cost? Everyone has a budget and different needs when it comes to buying an air conditioning unit. The cost of air conditioning varies between different requirements and efficiencies, ranging from as little as £200 for a portable unit and increasing in price depending on how powerful you need the unit to be. You're sure to find one in your budget. 6. Are you able to vent an air conditioner? All portable air conditioners need to be vented, ideally through a window or a wall, but the venting hose can be placed through a slightly open door into another room or corridor. If you are unable to vent an air conditioner, you will want to consider other options such as split units, wall or ceiling, or evaporative air coolers, which are a great lower-priced alternative to air conditioners.